Hola, yo soy Rafa y soy de México y los invito a que escuchen Caipiriña Yura.
Hola, hello dear listener of the Caipirinha Appreciation Society here at SOAS Radio and Radio Cerrado de Brasilia and Contrabanda FM 91.4 Barcelona. I am MDC Swingy.
I am Kika Serra, and this is going to be a special show again, like a few that we've made kind of on the theme because it's just that time of the year.
Yeah. It's about Saint Jordi.
Saint Jordi.
It's about Saint George. It's about São Jorge. It's about Ogum, and it's about Oxóssi also.
Wow, is that spreading our wings or what? That's right. So don't be scared. It's not going to be a repetition because there's always a different angle to tell this story, and there'll always be many more. So let's start with some music, and then we'll carry on.
Yeah, let's go.
Olha eu, Ogum que olha eu, Ogum que olha eu, Ogum que olha eu, Ogum que olha eu. Seja meu Deus, a hora que meu Pai nasceu. Bendito, louvado seja meu Deus, a hora que meu Pai nasceu.
Se meu Pai é Ogum, vencedor de demanda. Ele vende a Luanda pra salvar filhos de Umbanda. Se meu pai é Ogum, vencedor de demanda, ele vende a Luanda pra salvar filhos de Umbanda. Ogum, Ogum Yara. De batalha,
salve a sereia do mar. Ogum, Ogum Iara,
saravá.
Ogum, Ogum Iara,
saravá.
Ogum, Ogum Iara,
era linda de Ogum.
Ogum Iara,
era linda de Ogum.
Qualquer lugar,
qualquer lugar,
qualquer lugar. Jesse, Jesse, Patagori, Ogum. 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 Abra meus caminhos, ô Gunhê, meu senhor da porteira, ô Gunhê, ele é meu pai, ô Gunchoroquê.
Kids, this is today is the 18th of April, and in 5 days we have a very important date on the Brazilian religious calendar, right? It is the 23rd of April, which is the day of Saint George,
and it's really curious because we've been living, as most of you know by now, the past few years in Barcelona. And it's a very present saint here too. It's actually the patron of Catalonia, of the whole region. And they have a very nice, a very pleasant way of celebrating it, because it's also the International Books Day, the Day of the Book. And so there are book fairs, there are all the major streets where they have the pedestrians, they turn it into an outdoor book fair, and the their myth about the Saint George, it involves when he kills the dragon. Instead of blood, of red blood, a red rose sprouts from the wound, and then he gets that red rose and he gives it to the maiden that he was saving. And I only found out this the other day. I never knew.
Understood exactly why gave roses
here in Barcelona. They also give roses away on that day, and that's the reason. And so it's all very different it's got the whole the image of the St. George killing dragons and all that, but the thing is,
no, you forgot the most traditional part of the date here in Barcelona.
What's
you
that?
Give books, you give roses, and there is a really nice party in that Calle Aldana.
Yes, very traditional also.
Very traditional also.
You know, there's a vermouth. It's very traditional to have a vermouth in this neighborhood of Sant Antoni, and especially in a small bar, a small vermouteria called Johnny Aldana.
Aldana, sí.
Yes, on, especially when it's on a Sunday, you know, a St. George Sunday. And so you go there and you just have a really good time listening to good music.
Yeah, because I'm going to be DJing there. It's our second party, St. George party here, isn't it?
Yeah, but you will have noticed. But let's get, you know, so we don't talk too much.
Lots of
good music. We'll get back to it later. You will have noticed that the first two songs that we heard, if you speak any Portuguese at all, or if you paid a lot of attention, they didn't actually mention St. George. They mentioned another guy called Ogun.
And we're going to get
into that, and that's what makes this show slightly different from the previous ones. But more music for now.
Yeah, let's go now.
Oxóssi, filho de Emanjá, divindade do clã de Ogum, é Iboalã, Maé, Iné, que Oxum levou pro rio e nasceu no Bunedé. Sua natureza é da lua, na lua Oxóssi é Oté, Oté, Odé, Oté, Odé, rei de Queto, caboclo da mata, Odé, Odé, quinta-feira seu acé. A xoxó, feijão, preto, camarão, amendoim, azul e verde suas cores, calça branca rendada, saia curta estampada, ojá e couraça prateada, nas mãos ofá. Quero querer, o que aru, o que a jureme a árvore sagrada, o que aru a Xóssi, o que na Bahia é São Jorge, no Rio São Sebastião, a Xóssi é quem manda nas bandas do meu coração, na Bahia é São Jorge, no Rio São Sebastião. Oxóssi é quem manda nas bandas do meu coração. Oxóssi, filho de Emanjá, divindade do clã de Ogum, é Iboalã, Maé, Ilé, que Oxum levou pro rio e nasceu no Bunedé. Sua natureza é da lua, na lua Oxóssi é Odé, 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 rei de Queto, caboclo da mata, Odé, Odé, quinta-feira seu Ossé. A xoxó, feijão, preto, camarão, amendoim, azul e verde suas cores, calça branca rendada, saia curta estampada, ojá e coraça prateada, nas mãos ofá, e no querer, o que, aru, o que, a jurema é a árvore sagrada, o que, aru, a Xóssi, o que, na Bahia é São Jorge, no Rio São Sebastião, a Xóssi é quem manda nas bandas do meu coração. Na Bahia é São Jorge, no Rio São Sebastião, Oxóssi é quem manda nas bandas do meu coração. Oxóssi é quem manda nas bandas do meu coração. Oxóssi é quem manda nas bandas do meu coração. Thank you.
traz o Oxum a parar. Seu pranto, foi Emanjá que cessou toda a ira de Xangô. Encanto do santo. Ogum chorou que chorou, mas o Oxum a parar. Seu pranto. Maré tá cheia de águas de bem sentimentos, Meló e a balé dos ventos, palhas de Omulu. Vem brincar Urujere, fará logo um fala por nós, e a oé quer de alabê, canto em uma só voz. Ok!
Algum
chorou que chorou,
veio
o chum,
seu pranto.
Do maré tá cheia de águas de bem sentimentos, Belo e a balé dos ventos, palha de Omulu. Vem brincar Urujere, fala logo, fala por nós, e a oé quer de alabê, canto em uma só voz. Ok! Como
chorou que chorou, mas veio Oxum a parar. Seu
pranto, Oxum. Oi, aí, Emanjá.
Oi, Emanjá, que cessou toda a ira de Xangô. Em canto do santo. Ogum chorou,
Ogum chorou que
seu pranto,
Oxu.
Seu pranto. Oi, Emanjá, que cessou toda a ira de Xangô.
Salve a rainha dos mares.
That was the voice of Alcione, the great voice of the great Alcione, here at the Caipirinha Appreciation Society, with a track with Ogum Chorou Que Chorou. Kika, see? So, this show, it is about St. George, Ogum, Oxóssi,
Saint Sebastian.
Saint Sebastian.
The thing is, you see, the Caipirinha Appreciation Society show have made several songs about several shows about Saint George, because there's great music. Like Iemanjá, he's one of the more popular ones that have kind of blended in with the Afro-Brazilian religions and really inspire people who are not particularly religious. Be neither Catholic nor really truly followers of the Umbanda, but still they like the imagery, they like the songs, they like the there's a lot of that.
And I felt very sad when I discovered that in Barcelona we don't have Umbanda or Candomblé Terreiro.
We don't know that. Maybe it's hiding out there. We don't know about it. So if you happen to be listening and you want to enlighten us, if you either live in Barcelona and you know...
You have a new Uruguayan one.
We found a Santeria shop and kind of exoteric shop in general. Yeah, the incense certainly brought us, you know, threw us back, you know, our memories back to Brazil. But anyway, the thing is, the past two shows we've made about São Jorge, we kind of focused on the history of the European saint. Of course, we arrived at the saints in Brazil, the entities, but we went more back to the medieval character that came from Cappadocia, especially because one of the most famous songs by Jorge Ben mentions Jorge da Cappadocia. Yeah, yeah. And so, and we've been to Turkey, we've been to Cappadocia, in fact.
I met St. George.
Yeah, we saw the first caves, you know, when the early Christians who were outlawed by
the first St. George church. In a cave.
So we've talked so much about that today we would try to make sense of the actual African characters behind, who hid behind St. George. And it's complicated.
Yeah, get your pen and paper and write down the names.
Of course, and we're no experts. But if you know the Caipirinha Appreciation Society, you realize that long time ago that we don't intend to be encyclopedic. We're just really curious people who love the music and want to share some of the culture that's behind it. So why did I say hide behind it? That's because, you know, most of the African slaves that came to Brazil came from the west coast of Africa. And they brought their religion with them from which you could call the Yoruba religion because it's that transmuted into different strands in different regions of Brazil and in different countries. The two major ones that people know most about in Brazil are the Candomblé from Bahia and the Umbanda from Rio. But there's more than that. Pernambuco has its own strand and there are others in Bahia. And the thing is, it's a dynamic, polytheistic religion, right? And it revolves around rituals, offerings, and dances. And all the different deities are commonly known as orishas. So each orisha has its own story, its own mythology, its own, and then its color, its metal, its social role, what it represents, who it protects, right? And the thing is, the way that the African slaves were able to preserve their religion and to continue their practice was to have the appearance of partaking of Catholicism, right? So they would say that their saints were represented Catholic saints. And the Portuguese in Brazil kind of turned the other way and said, yeah, fine. So, you know, it was their way to disguise their religion, right, in a clever way. And and because of that, this kind of generates a little bit of confusion because in different regions, different orishas were disguised as different Catholic saints. And so in Brazil, St. George was disguised mostly as Ogum, and in Rio, and so we've heard a few songs already about Ogum, and we mentioned him before, and also as Oxóssi, mostly in Bahia, and we've also heard a song called Oxóssi already,
yep.
And who was the hunter. And in other places in Cuba, it was somebody else completely, like in the Cuban Santeria, for instance, but mostly warrior.
Yeah. And you ask yourself, why don't they just kind of pasteurize everything and everybody try to make the same saints to relate? Because it's the tradition of the groups that arrived in different parts of the world from the African diaspora, isn't it? So they were not communicating with each other to say, oh, let's everybody call St. George,
and
Ogun,
or
Oxóssi.
It wasn't a hierarchical structure with a central, you know, top authority, religious yep. authority, like the Catholic Church, where there were, if there was any controversy, they'd all meet up and decide which way to go.
No, it's not.
So, and it was very much by oral tradition. It's kept Yoruba kind of alive in Brazil. The rituals still, lots of the songs that we're going to hear today have actual Yoruba words and expressions in them.
Yep.
So, we'll share with you somewhat of what we found out about these two main orishas that will be honored today, Ogun and Oshosi, but first more music.
Yeah, okay, let's go with our friend Zeca Pagodinho para São Jorge.
Vou acender velas para São Jorge. A ele eu quero agradecer. E vou plantar comigo, ninguém pode, para que o mal não possa então vencer. Vou acender velas para São Jorge. A ele eu quero agradecer. E vou plantar comigo, ninguém pode, para que o mal não possa então vencer. Olha o grande em mim, não pega, não pega não. Não pega em quem tem fé no coração. Olha o grande em mim, não pega, não pega não. Não pega em quem tem fé no coração. Ogum com sua espada, sua capa encarnada, me dá sempre proteção. Quem vai pela boa estrada, no fim dessa caminhada, encontra em Deus perdão. Ogum com sua espada, sua capa encarnada, me dá sempre proteção. Quem vai pela boa estrada, no fim dessa caminhada, encontra em Deus perdão.
Firma aí, Capajós Guerreiro, firma bem.
Acender velas para São Jorge, a ele eu quero agradecer. E vou plantar comigo, ninguém pode, para que o mal não possa então vencer. Vou acender velas para São Jorge, a ele eu quero agradecer. E vou plantar comigo, ninguém pode, para que o mal não possa então vencer. Olha o grande em mim, não pega, não pega, não. Não pega em quem tem fé no coração. Olha o grande em mim, não pega, não pega, não. Não pega em quem tem fé no coração. Ogum com sua espada, sua capa encarnada, me dá sempre proteção. Quem vai pela boa estrada, no fim dessa caminhada, encontra em Deus perdão. Ogum com sua espada, sua capa encarnada, me dá sempre proteção. Quem vai pela boa estrada, no fim dessa caminhada, encontra em Deus perdão.
Ogum, meu pai, com sua espada poderosa, livra-nos de todo mal.
Rogamos a Deus neste dia, o teu 23 de abril, dia alegria. Rogamos a Deus neste dia, o teu 23 de abril, dia alegria. Que aconteça sempre junto de harmonia e mais além, que os anjos digam amém. Rogamos a Deus neste dia, o
teu 23 de abril de alegria. Rogamos a Deus neste dia, o teu 23 de abril de alegria. Que aconteça sempre junto de harmonia.
Time for you to learn what you've heard here in the last half an hour of the program, Caipirinha Appreciation Society. We began the section with Voices for Ogum by Dana Maman.
Then we had Ponto de Ogum Choroque by Senhor das Estradas. I'm sorry, that was a ponto.
Yeah, that was a ponto, yeah. Next was Oxóssi by Aline Calisto.
Then Ogum Chorou que Chorou by Alcione.
And next was Pra São Jorge by Zeca Pagodinho.
And finally, Pai Jorge by Fino Coletivo.
Let's go to Bahia now.
Sarava São Jorge, oh, yeah. Sarava São Jorge, oh, yeah.
You are listening to the Caipirinha Appreciation Society show at Radio Contrabanda 91.4 FM, Barcelona.
Pra você que não sabe nadar, abraço morno é água boa, água santa, água do mar. Pra você que não sabe nadar, abraço morno é água boa, água santa, água do mar. Metade do mar é choro largado, do sal do olho, cristal que brilha, lua quebrada no céu estrelado, sorrindo no escuro, alumia. Lua quebrada no céu estrelado, sorrindo no escuro, alumia. Chore não, que o mar te abraça. Balanço do tempo assenta a poeira. Coragem de homem carrega a espada e a justiça certeira. Eu falei, por baixo das águas tem areia, por cima das ondas vendaval, no fundo do mar tem sereia, Ogum quando dança espanta o mal. Você que não sabe nadar, abraço morno é água boa, água santa, água do mar. Pra você que não sabe nadar, abraço morno é água boa, água santa, água do mar. Metade do mar é choro largado, do sal do olho, cristal que brilha, lua quebrada no céu estrelado, sorrindo no escuro, alumia. Lua quebrada no céu estrelado, sorrindo no escuro, alumia. Te abraça, balanço do tempo assenta a poeira. Coragem de homem carrega a espada e a justiça certeira. Eu falei, debaixo das águas tem areia, por cima das ondas vendaval, no fundo do mar tem sereia, Ogum quando dança espanta o mal.
A lua é a morada. frente dou um defendendo a nação Cosme e Damião. Lá na frente dou um pra entrar no lugar, tem que bater, bater cabeça, ficar descalço, pisar no chão. Pra entrar no lugar, tem que bater, bater cabeça, ficar descalço, pisar no chão.
The name of the singer is Anastasia Montero, and the name of the track is Ogum Guerreiro, here at the Caipirinha Appreciation Society 91.4 FM Barcelona Radio Contrabanda, Soas Radio de Brasília, no, Soas Radio from London, and
Cerrado
Radio Brasil. Cerrado de Brasília.
And now, oh no. Sorry, just a little piece of news because I almost said the wrong thing. But our other show, the Spanish one that is aired live on Wednesdays, called Caipirinha Libre, has now got a new radio that's retransmitting the show.
Oh, yes.
Almaina in Granada. In the
we thought about living in Granada. Somehow we are kind of... have 1 foot there.
Yeah, the lovely, lovely city of Granada is now broadcasting the Caipirinha Appreciation. No, I'm sorry, the Caipirinha Libre in Portuñol. Anyway,
sí.
The name of this last song, as you said, was Ogun Guerreiro.
Yes.
Which means Ogun the warrior, and which just gives us the chance to describe Ogun a little bit, right? So this is one, maybe because we are from Rio, we hear more about Ogun than we do about Oshosi.
Yes.
Which is, as we mentioned, two different orishas that were kind of identified with St. George. And but because both cultures were in Brazil, and Rio was the capital for a very long time, as was Bahia before that, as was Salvador before that, sometimes these things get confused. For instance, Oshosi, Ogun, who in Rio is St. George, in Bahia is Saint Sebastian, which is the patron saint of Rio de Janeiro. So it is, does it sound confusing? That's because it is. And but the important thing is to not so much if you think that the Catholic correspondence was just a disguise. The interesting thing is to try to think of what the African actual Orishas were all about.
Yeah.
So Ogun was a warrior, right? He was a fierce, fierce warrior. And it's, you can see it in the way he dances. You know, the movements are very, very war, battle-like.
He wears two machetes, one for fighting, mm-hmm. and the other one for cutting
wood,
and grass.
Exactly, because
he opens
the ways.
Yeah,
in the forest.
Yeah,
he is from the forest, right?
The second Orisha that is called in any jira, any ritual. Mm-hmm. You first call Exu. And then you call Ogun also.
Because he basically cuts a path through the bush, right? And then after arriving in the battle, he switches. He has the machetes, and then he switches to a dagger and the shield. So anyway, because he's got all these metal objects and weapons and the shield. It explains why they saw correspondence with Saint George, right? The reason it was superficial as it is, because there are no dragons or any of that.
No, there isn't. I think we have to think about the Orishas and the African deities, not in the way we think the Christian religion, but we have to think in the way we think about the Indian deities or even the Greek and the Roman deities, isn't it?
Yeah, in a way, very much.
There is no good and evil. One saint can have good qualities and bad qualities, and
make
that
mistakes,
balance.
Repent for them, you know. You were mentioning that.
There is a passage on the history of Ogun that he goes away for very long from his tribe. And when he's back, he comes back looking for his son, and then he arrives at the tribe there and say, "Oh, my name is Ogun. I'm here to talk to my son. Where is my son?" And no one says anything.
Everyone's quiet
and everything. "Oh, I'm hungry. I want some food. My name is Ogun. I'm looking for my son." And no one says anything. So he gets really upset and gets his machete and his dagger and kills everybody. Yeah.
He's around on the killing rampage.
In a rampage, he kills everybody. Then, after he killed everybody, arrives.
His son comes.
His son comes. And he said,
Why
did you kill everybody? Because I came here and I announced myself. No one said anything.
They disrespected me.
Yeah, no one said anything. I asked for food. No one said anything. It was a great disrespect. So I'm going to kill everybody. And then his son said, "Oh, but daddy, this is the day that for a religious reason, they have to keep silent." And then Ogun said, "Oh my God, I killed everybody and I killed innocent people and everything." So he goes and he kills himself. And then he goes to Orun, and that's where he lives now, right? And he comes back to Earth when a person that is in a fight, in a demand, or in a bad situation, they pronounce the pray
his prayer.
But there is a detail, right?
You cannot say it in vain, right?
You cannot say it in vain, because if you say it in vain, Ogun will come and he has to vent his rage over someone, you know? So he might kill innocent people. He might even kill you. That's how the things are in African religion.
A little bit more, shall we mention Oshosi?
Then
Oshosi would be this other guy whom the Bahians associate with St. George. So since it is a St. George, it's not by accident that they're mixed also, because they're very close, right, in the mythology. They're seen together, and they have an interesting dynamic between them. So Oshosi is said by some to be the brother of Ogun and by others to be his son. But either way, his partner and their talents complement each other, right? While Ogun was the warrior, Oshosi is a hunter and also a wizard, right? So he's also in the brushes, and in the woods, and in the forest, and he's seen with a bow and arrow. So also has the weapons, and again, that might explain why in Bahia he was associated with São Jorge.
Yeah, yeah.
And he hunts, right? He hunts for animals. He's an excellent tracker. He finds paths, and he's able to get out of difficult situations, right? So he's the deity that's most called upon when there's an argument or a negotiation going on.
Yeah.
And both of them, possibly because they're weapon yielding orishas, they're both deities of iron. They're so the protectors smiths, right? Iron smiths and lots of other people as well.
Yeah, okay. And the funny thing is that in Brazil, in many parts of Brazil, Saint George is the saint protector of the police. And the drug dealers,
because
they are both warriors, aren't they?
They're both warriors.
Yeah. Both of them call for Mr. St. George when the situation is bad.
So these and lots of other stories are all present in the songs that we've been hearing in this episode and in all the previous episodes we've ever made about St. George. One way or another, these songs are going on about these stories.
Yeah.
More music, maestro.
More music. Yeah, well, now we're going to change a little bit the pace of the show, mm-hmm. because the 23rd of April is not just
St. George
Day. It is also Choro Day, right? And because it's the birthday of Mr. Pixinguinha, this time around I will not play Pixinguinha here, but I will play some chorinhos to get a different vibe to the show. What do you think?
Okay, interlude.
Yeah, let's go. Cinema Mudo, Conjunto Época de Ouro.
Thank you.
us for a moment to say hi to a few of our listeners who've manifested themselves in the live broadcast. Hi, Mega. It's been a while. Mega's in California. Hi, Barianne. Nice to have you on the listening end again. Hi to Diana, who's another podcaster who runs a Brazilian beach show all about percussion. A very interesting listen also. Diana Ramirez. Hi to Karen Backstein in New York. Hi to Mel. Mel, I don't know if that's your real surname, and I don't know how to pronounce it. It's like Gruster. And hi to Graham Ranking, who's enjoying our very informative show this week. And hope you're enjoying this bit of Schrodinger. I'll make a little comment on that later. But we've got some more. It's a completely different kind of music, but they always go together because it's the same special date.
Essa história de São Jorge lá na lua não está direita, não está certa, não. Como é que pode um cavaleiro lá na lua viver montado num cavalo alazão?
Essa história de São Jorge lá na lua não está direita, não está certa, não. Como é que pode um cavaleiro lá na lua viver montado num cavalo alazão?
Esse namoro de São Jorge com a lua há muito tempo foi tapiação. O cientista foi na lua, não viu nada, não viu São Jorge, nem cavalo, nem dragão.
Esse namoro de São Jorge com a lua há muito tempo foi tapiação. O cientista foi à lua e não viu nada, não viu São Jorge, nem cavalo, nem dragão.
Yes, it's time for you to learn what you've heard here in the last half an hour of the program, Caipirinha Appreciation Society. We begin the section with Ogunye Oakawa por Ile Ogun.
Then we had Ogun Berama by Samba de Yaya.
Next was Ogun Guerreiro by Anastasia Monteiro.
Then Cinema Mudo by Conjunto Época de Ouro.
Next was São Jorge e a Lua by Zé do Norte e seus Guriatãs. And let's go now with a song by André Mernam and Hamilton de Holanda, São Jorge, originally composed by Hermeto Pascoal.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Caipirinha Appreciation Society Show at Radio Contrabanda 91.4 FM, Barcelona.
Contrariando Nelson Cavaquinho, quero passar, mas não com a minha dor. Não tire o seu sorriso do caminho, porque eu vou passar com riso de bom perdedor. É que não fiz pra choro esse chorinho, porque em choro eu nunca fui doutor. Lembrar amor é não ficar sozinho, e o chorinho é o melhor jeito de lembrar amor. Chorinho é o melhor jeito de lembrar amor. Contrariando Nelson Cavaquinho, quero passar, mas não com a minha dor. Não tire o seu sorriso do caminho, porque eu vou passar com perdedor. É que não fiz pra choro esse chorinho, porque em choro eu nunca fui doutor. Lembrar amor é não ficar sozinho, e o chorinho é o melhor jeito de lembrar amor. Lembrar amor é não ficar sozinho, e o chorinho é o melhor jeito de lembrar amor. Lembrar amor é não ficar sozinho, e o chorinho é o melhor jeito. Amor. So that was a little choro session here at the Caipirinha Appreciation Society, 91.4 FM.
Choro music is beautiful, usually instrumental, though it can be sung kind of music that we have also featured on other shows before. And it's many musicists in these verbs. People who study the theme say that it's the really first authentic urban Brazilian style, you know, that wasn't just a reinterpretation of European styles. And the kind of music that we were listening to before is very, very African still, you know. And so this kind of music from the very, very early 20th century, which is choro, it's certainly has lots of people who are black followers of the Afro-Brazilian religions and who would listen to the drums and know everything about Oxóssinho and Ogun and everything we've been talking about. But they developed this kind of music which was acceptable to the white aristocracy in Brazil. You know, they could play them and you know, they're all looking very clean and very, very European in the parties of the ruling class in Brazil, And it is beautiful. It is beautiful, and we love
both. Yes, it is. It is, it is. We play lots of choros. It's a very calming and soothing.
Soothing, yeah.
Soothing music, isn't it? So let's go a little bit now with Os Cinco Anjos, with a track about Oshossi. What do you think?
Okay, going back to the
Oshossi
theme.
Oshossi theme. Let's
excellent.
Go.
Jogou búzio e disse-me: filho, largue a vaidade, prepare-se. És do povo, és da mata, garanto-lhe. Oxóssi te chama. No rancor me recolho e lucido. Vejo Oxóssi imponente, que bárbaro. Envolvido em raios de glória, escutei seu canto. Laia, laia, la, laia, laia. Laia, laia, la, laia, laia. Se o Borere me chamam, protejo os que me clamam, pois sou ministro de Oxalá.
Just a curious line in the song. It's Oshossi saying that if you have a problem, you can call him because he's a minister of Oshala, which is the bigger god, the
yes,
big guy.
The god of gods.
God of gods. So, but now let's go with Antonio Carlos Jocafi, Oshossi, hey.
Negros, salve a faceira Oxum, salve sou dos atabaques, salve o deus guerreiro Ogum, salve Oga de Alaqueto, princesa dos orixás, salve Didi Assoba, salve a roda que se faz, salve Ondine mãe senhora, do axé Opó Afonja, salve o mercado Monteiro, que cama feio é de lá.
Salve a Xaci, Oque, salve a Xaci, o caçador. Salve Oxóssi, o quê? Salve Oxóssi, o caçador. Salve
Oxóssi,
o quê? Salve
Oxóssi,
o caçador.
Salve todos os deuses negros, salve a faceira Oxum, salve o som dos atabaques, salve o deus guerreiro Ogum, salve Oga de Alaqueto, princesa dos orixás, salve Didi Assoba, salve a roda que se faz. Salve um din e mãe senhora, do axé ou boa fonja. Salve o mercado modelo, que cama feu é de lá.
Salve a chassi, ok? Salve a chassi, o caçador. Salve a chassi, ok? Salve a chassi, o caçador. Salve a chassi, ok? Salve a chassi, o
Yes, that was Antônio Carlos Jocafi with a track Oxóssi Rei, with a little even gospel thing, isn't
that
it?
Ending Oxóssi, is like this.
Yes, yes, yes. That was from the 70s.
A grand finale or what?
Yeah. And now we are going to play a little track that it is a live recording.
We made ourselves.
Yeah, one day we were walking down Praia de Copacabana. I think it was the 2nd of February. Copacabana Beach, yeah. And it was the Iemanjá party. And there was a terreiro that came from the suburbs of Rio de Janeiro to
bring their offerings, yes, and to do the whole ritual, for Iemanjá.
But they sing everything. They sing
it.
For all the gods.
Exactly. Even if it is a polytheistic religion, right? So even when it is one special deity's day, one special Orisha's day, they will do the motions. There's a whole ritual to be followed. There's an order.
As
MDC Stringy mentioned, it starts with Exu and then it goes on to Oxóssi.
Ogum. Yep.
And so so we were, observing, and we were standing by and then looking, because it's a very interesting and beautiful ceremony.
Ritual, yeah.
And it's usually, MDC Swingy mentioned the word terreiro. And that's the places where they do these rituals. And the word, it has terra in it because it is on earthen ground.
Yeah,
it's part of the tradition, partly because they were out of the way, out of the in the urban areas, outside of the city centers, but also this connection with the elements, with earth, with whatever, bare feet.
You don't put your terreiro anywhere, You have to find a place that has got few characteristics. pretty fine.
It is kind of an animist religion, right? The Orishas are related to
the nature.
To nature.
Yep,
so, but because Iemanjá is the deity of the sea, that's the date where they bring the ceremony out to the seafront, to the seashore, and that's when we get to see them. Unless, you are a terreiro follower and go there yourself.
And this is the sounds of a terreiro called Caminhos de Aruanda. Let's go.
Quando o Ogum partiu pra guerra, Iemanjá chorou. Quando o Ogum partiu pra guerra,
the son of Iemanjá, by the way.
That's the beautiful ponto from the people from Caminhos de Aruanda. A ponto is a song that you sing for the deities, all right? The ritual in Candomblé and Umbanda is different from the rituals of the Christian church and everything, you know. And the Christian church, you have a little bit of music and then a little bit of repeating things and then the sermon, right? In a Candomblé or an Umbanda ritual, it's music non-stop for hours and hours and hours.
Music and dance.
And dance, yes,
and,
yes.
What is really interesting, though, is that you think, oh, that, so it's not really a ritual. It's just a party. They're just having fun. But no, the motions that they go through in each dance, all the steps and the movements, they represent, they're telling the story of each deity, of each Orisha, as is the rhythm. It's very, very interesting. You know, it is. It is a representation.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you use those movements to dance to the song. That it is hypnotic. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you are hours and hours singing and dancing and mm-hmm. spinning, and you get into a trance. right? So basically the idea, when you represent these entities and you dance, and if you enter in a trance, that's because you call the saint.
Yes, they, right? They you incorporate
it, it incorporates in you, and then you are not yourself anymore. And
you
then
lend
you are
your body.
Yeah, you lend your body, and you are a horse, a cavalo, mm-hmm. and then you... Well,
which means you, are part, you let them.
You are a very important part of the ritual.
Oh yeah. So if you ever see, you know, take part in a ritual or watch it, or you know, are there in any way, you just pay attention to the people dancing, and you might recognize that someone is doing the movements of the, for example, the machetes, you know, the yeah, arms yeah. of the dancer, or, you know, the guy cutting through the forest.
Yeah.
You know, it's these...
Or forging the metal and everything.
Exactly. It's all in the movements. It's very interesting. It's very
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah.
So you can recognize if you know, of course, we're no experts ourselves, but if you know, you can recognize... who each person there is representing, which deity they're dancing for, and certainly which deity is going to they're going to incorporate, as they say.
So let's go with another ponto that is very popular. It's Pisa na Linha de Umbanda.
Salve, seu Ogum! Sambi, Oxum e Emanjá, para abrir nossos trabalhos com a bandeira de Oxalá.
Pedimos licença, Sambi, Oxum e Emanjá, para abrir nossos trabalhos com a bandeira de Oxalá.
Saravá Ogum, Saravá Gongá.
Saravá Ogum, Saravá Gongá.
Saravá seu sete ondas, ele é rei, é o que eu quero ver Ogum sete ondas pisa na linha de um banda que eu quero ver Ogum beira mar pisa na linha de um banda que eu quero ver Ogum Iara Ogum mexer seu canjira de um banda uê.
Bora pisar no Renault Canjira, bora pisar no Renault Canjira, bora pisar no Renault.
Swinga!
Yes, it is time for you to learn what you've heard here in the last half an hour of the program, Caipirinha Appreciation Society. We began this session with the track São Jorge, composed by Mr. Hermeto Pascoal, by André Mernari and Hamilton de Holanda.
Then Chorinho Fora do Tempo, by Sônia Santos.
Next was Oxóssi Te Chama, by Austin Coans.
Then Oxóssi Rei, by Antônio Carlos e Jocafe.
Next was Caminhos de Aruanda. And then we had São Jorge Ogum, Pisa na Linha de Umbanda.
Okay, two pontos.
Two pontos, yes, yes, yes.
Public domain.
Public domain. So let's keep on. Now we are going to a more modern part of the theme São Jorge.
Yes, because as we mentioned before, it's such an interesting, fascinating story, and the mixture. I mean, the medieval horseman is also an from Cappadocia is also an interesting character.
Yeah,
so you mix that, you mix the Afro-Brazilian religion. It's inspiring. And the whole.
And,
right?
And then you have contemporary artists using it,
exactly.
Like Alessandra Leon. It's quite traditional. It's not, but after that, we are going to things a little bit more daring.
Okay.
All right, let's go now. Then Guerreia São Jorge with our friend Alessandra Leon. Big kiss, Alessandra Leon. Yes, that was Alessandra Leão with Guerreia São Jorge. And Alessandra Leão is a singer, a Brazilian singer that has got many songs that are about the Afro-Brazilian religion. So if you have a chance, check her out. Alessandra Leão.
As she's a percussionist herself, so she knows the rhythms and...
Yeah. And now let's go with the track. It's an instrumental track, all right? But the title is so great that I have to put it here. It is called Dark Side of Ogum.
The Dark Side of Ogum. It's too good not to play.
Where is Dark Side of Ogum?
It's hiding. It's hiding in the dark.
It's hiding in the dark. Let's go. 1, 2, 3.
Cuidou,
That was Kiko Dinucci e o Bando Afro Macarrônico.
And we just had a funny moment here because we realized the song we played previous.
Yeah, The Dark Side of Ogun.
The Dark Side of Ogun had that same guitar riff. We knew it was a Kiko Dinucci song and we're like, but what is it called? And normally when we're in this situation, you just Google a part of the lyrics that you know so and find a song. But man, this might not sound any different from Portuguese to you, but it's freaking Yoruba.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was like, yeah. God, I don't even know how to sing it. I was like,
how to write it.
Yeah. So I remember the one, a few words that he says, Yemanjá chegou. Yeah. And I said, well, let's try that. Kiko de noite, Yemanjá chegou. And I got her.
Yeah. Because that was not the natural order. But this is the Caipirinha Appreciation Society for you guys. As we are live now, we can improvise in the way we want to. So let's go now with the song that was supposed to follow The Dark Side of Ogum. It is Humanize Produções with the track São Jorge. Let's go. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Is it possible to go? Yes, it is.
Ei, Amargosa, a cidade que você vai amar e gozar. Eu sou de lá, Canela Cinzenta, de rural a 45 por hora. Boa de boa, caminho de areia, baixo de areia. São Jorge, ilumina nossos caminhos com tua lua cheia. Olha a estrada de barro que vem de lá. Olha a estrada de barro que vem de lá. São Jorge, ilumina nossos caminhos com tua lua cheia. Olha a estrada de barro que vem de lá. Olha a estrada de barro que vem de lá. Da pedra da pancada, São Jorge iluminou. Na louca da pedra da pancada, São Jorge iluminou. Na louca da pedra da pancada, São Jorge iluminou. Na louca da pedra da pancada, São Jorge iluminou.
Serra do Julião. Enxerguei meu cavalo no céu. Te avistei da Serra do Julião. Enxerguei meu cavalo no céu.
Na loca da pedra da pancada, São Jorge iluminou. Na louca da pedra da pancada, São Jorge iluminou. Na louca da pedra da pancada, São Jorge iluminou. Na louca da pedra da pancada, São Jorge iluminou. São Jorge ilumina nossos caminhos com tua lua cheia. Olha a estrada de barro que vem de lá. Olha a estrada de barro que vem de lá. Foi de nós, atravessou o Ribeirão sem ponte. Na loca da pedra da pancada, São Jorge iluminou. Na louca da pedra da pancada, São Jorge iluminou. Na louca da pedra da pancada, São Jorge iluminou. Na louca da pedra da pancada, São Jorge iluminou.
E na capulou, e na capola. E na capulou, e na capola. E na capulou, e na capola. E na capulou, e na capola.
Pelebe, pelebe, pelebe.
This is the Caipirinha Appreciation Society here at Radio Contrabanda 91.4 FM Barcelona.
Das mandingas, das demandas, quem protege eu? É o meu pai Ogum. Dos canalhas, dos pilantras, quem protege eu? É o meu pai Ogum. São Jorge guerreiro sincretizou, meu padroeiro, meu protetor. São Jorge guerreiro sincretizou, meu padroeiro, meu protetor. Das mandingas, das demandas, quem protege eu? É o meu pai Ogum. Dos canalhas, dos pilantras, quem protege eu? É o meu pai Ogum. Na procissão no dia 23, eu carreguei a imagem do santo. Depois puxei a reza do meu pai. Ogundaê, Ogundaê, ele é meu orixá. Ogum mexê, Ogum beira-mar. Ogundaê, Ogundaê, ele é meu protetor. É um guerreiro negro na cor. Ogundaê, Ogundaê, ele é meu orixá. Ogum mexê, Ogum beira-mar. Ogundaê, ele é meu protetor. É um guerreiro negro na cor. Negro na cor. Guerreiro. São Jorge das mandingas, das demandas, quem protege eu? É o meu pai Ogum. Dos canalhas, dos pilantras, quem protege eu? É o meu pai Ogum. São Jorge guerreiro sincretizou, meu padroeiro, meu protetor. São Jorge guerreiro padroeiro, meu protetor. Das mandingas, das demandas, quem protege eu? É o meu pai Ogum. Dos canalhas, dos pilantras, quem protege eu é o meu pai Ogum. E na procissão do dia 23 eu carreguei a imagem do santo, depois puxei a reza do meu pai Ogum Daê, ele é meu orixá. Ogum Mejê, Ogum Beira-Mar, Ogum Daê, ele é meu protetor. É um guerreiro, negro na goa, Ogum Daê, ele é meu orixá. Ogum Mejê, Ogum Beira-Mar, Ogum Daê, ele é meu protetor. É um guerreiro, negro na goa, negro na goa.
So, never mind if you are a son of St. George Ogun, or if you are a son of St. George Oshosi, this show is for you, isn't it, Kika?
Yes, including if you are based in Barcelona and enjoy the lovely spring holiday of Sant Jordi, as they call him here. You're welcome to listen in. In fact, if you don't mind, guys, can I send a quick message to our friends about our party, our St. George party?
Yeah.
Okay, so in Spanish for one moment. Hola chicos y chicas, oyentes de Contrabanda FM. Aquí les habla Caipirinha Society. Los programadores de estos dos programas, Caipirinha Society y Caipirinha Libre, de música brasileña más allá de los clichés. Les quiero decir que este domingo de Sant Jordi estaremos pinchando música brasileña cerca de Claro, San Jorge y todas sus encarnaciones en religiones distintas, principalmente las afro-brasileñas. Es el tema de este programa y también de nuestra fiesta el domingo en Johnny Aldana Bar, que está en Calle Aldana. Es hora de vermú, así que entre la 1 y las 7 de la noche de la tarde estaremos ahí pasándolo muy bien con un vermú o una caipirinha y la mano. Os esperamos ahí. Okay, back to English. One last song before we go.
Yeah, let's go with David Moraes with I was talking about the sons of the saints, mm-hmm, of the entities. So here we go, David Moraes with Papai Oxóssi. Go, David Moraes. Go.
Go.
Go, go.
Quem sempre tomou posse do meu coração? Papai Oxóssi, Papai Oxóssi. Quem sempre tomou posse do meu coração? Papai Oxóssi, Papai Oxóssi. Quem sempre tomou posse do meu coração? Papai Oxóssi, Papai Oxóssi. Quem sempre tomou posse do meu coração? Papai Oxóssi, Papai Oxóssi.
Ele é caçador, ele é caçador, ele é guardião, ele é guardião. Na Bahia é Jorge e no Rio é Sebastião. Ele é guardião, ele é curador, sim,
posse do meu coração. Papai Oxóssi, Papai Oxóssi, quem sempre tomou posse do meu coração. Papai Oxóssi, Papai Oxóssi.
Yes, kids, you are coming to an end of the program, Caipirinha Appreciation Society. So let me tell you what we've heard here in the last half an hour. We began a section with Guerreia São Jorge by Alessandra Leão.
That was followed by Dark Side of Ogum by Camisa Listrada.
Then we had Rainha das Cabeças with Kiko Dinucci e Bando Afro Macarrônico.
Then São Jorge by Humanize Produções.
Next was Banda O Rodo with São Jorge Guerreiro.
And then Papai Oxóssi by Davi Moraes.
So, yes, this is the end of our show.
Ogunhê.
Ogunhê, yes, I am MDC Swing.
I am Kika Serra.
And we will be back next week with more Brazilian music beyond the clichés.
See you.
Bye.